Today is June 29th, 2011, and I'm Mark Madison at the Student Climate and Conservation Congress, an opportunity for high school students from around the country who are interested in possible environmental careers to hear from exciting and inspiring speakers. And I have one of the speakers with me this morning, Juan Martinez, who's going to address the students this evening, and he's agreed to do a brief podcast with us. Juan is a proud product of South Central LA, and he is the National Natural Leaders Network Coordinator for the Children and Nature Network. His passion is to empower individuals and youth, and that led him to direct the Sierra Club's first Environmental Justice Youth Leadership Academy in LA. In 2009, he introduced Department of Interior's Ken Salazar at PowerShift in Washington, D.C., the largest gathering on youth climate change. And he was invited by the White House to attend the National Forum on Clean Energy Economy. Currently, he's director of the Natural Leaders Network, which is part of the Children and Nature Network. Juan, welcome to Shepherdstown, West Virginia. We appreciate you coming here.
Thanks. It's always amazing times here.
Well, and tell us what you do for the Children and Nature Network.
So what I do, Rich Liu wrote a book about in 2005 called Last Child in the Woods and pretty much coined the phrase nature deficit disorder. Now, for a long time, I think a lot of us have been working around this issue to connect people in nature, but Rich kind of brought it all to a catalyst and really initiated a grassroots movement throughout the country and really the world. So he brought me to the table and said, how do we get more young people involved? And I said, well, we have to create a place and a sense of security for these young people who feel passionate just about their connection with nature and their love for it. And that's where the Natural Leaders Network came about. So what we do now is do leadership development through peer-to-peer networking throughout the country. We do different initiatives and attend different conferences and spread the message of celebrating our connection to nature while also serving and doing research studies as well.
What type of connections to nature did you have as a youth?
For me, it was very dim in the beginning. You know, I grew up in South Central, didn't have much, grew up poor, grew up angry for what I felt the cards had been dealt to me. And up to the age of 15, I didn't see much hope in the future for myself. And around that time, I was given an ultimatum in detention. I was told either I stay in detention for the rest of the semester or go to Eco Club. And for a kid who at that point was trying to be the tough guy in school and a football player, very dark and silent kind of person at that time, and it wasn't such a clear decision. Like, I could have stayed in detention and that would have been fine. But I took a chance and went to Eco Club, and the first thing Ms. Pepin, who ran the Eco Club, tells me is, go ahead, grab a bag of seeds, and let's go out to the garden. And in that garden, I decided to grow jalapenos, which to me were, you know, delicious and good food, and I grew up with them. But more than anything, I saw my mom grow jalapenos in our backyard in coffee pots and tires and do her own unique way of growing plants and herbs and different vegetables. And so I wanted to show to my mom that I could do that too, and I wanted to make salsa for her at the end of that crop. And then they tricked me, you know. Then I started worrying about photosynthesis, carbon dioxide, and pH balance and all these different things, and I started caring about school, and I did better, and I got more interested in what school represented. So at the end of that semester, I got an opportunity to go to Teton Science School in Wyoming. Now, for a kid who grew up in the middle of South Central and didn't see much beyond that, to see the stars for the first time in my life, to see more stars than I could count for the first time in my life, to see a shooting star and realize that it wasn't a Disney special effect or anything like that, to see a free-flowing river and to get a good night's sleep because there wasn't a helicopter or police siren outside my window was an enlightening moment, to say the least. And then the scientific experience that came with that, you know, learning about plate tectonics and erosion and different flora and fauna, just kind of open up a new world to me in making sure that I realized that I was connected to those stars that I was looking at, so was I connected to my community back home.
It's a great story. Teton Science School is a beautiful place,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. There. Yeah.
Juan, what message do you give young people? What to inspire them and get them engaged like you are?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's follow your passion. And, you know, we're all integrated with this passion to explore and enjoy nature. It's integrated in our genes, I think. And when I look back at the last couple of weeks, you know, my first I'm a National Geographic Explorer now. Mm-hmm. I was named an Emergent Explorer for 2011. You know, I work with the North Face as an ambassador for their brand. I work with the Children of Nature Network, work with leaders in this issue, Rich Liu, Martin LeBlanc, Cheryl Charles, all mentors of mine. You know, 12 years ago when I was 15, I didn't see myself accomplishing any of these things. So if there's a message that I can put out there is that, you know, never doubt what you're capable of doing, just following your passion. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
That's a great one. That's a good quote to go out on. If people want to learn more about the Children of Nature Network, do you guys have a website?
We do, www.childrenofnaturenetwork.org.
Thank you very much, Juan. Yeah. And we've been speaking with Juan Martinez at the Student Climate and Conservation Congress, and he's going to be addressing about 100 high school kids this evening. So thanks again, Juan.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.